Now on to Iran, where officials have said this week they had a network of 7,000 undercover agents who inform police about moral transgressions, like women who don't cover their hair properly. Women are also increasingly blocked from education opportunities and employment, the National Council of Resistance of Iran's Women's Committee said. Earlier, I spoke to Elham Zanjani of the Women's Committee, and I started by asking her if women are worse off now than, say, some 3 years ago when Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was president.
They call this president, they call Rouhani a moderate or a reformist. This is a total myth. A regime that's based on misogyny, there is no way that women will have progress and equal rights. So definitely the situation of women has worsened since Rouhani took over. In the document that we published, there's a report from the Iranian news agency, IRNA, the state-run Iranian news agency, where it states that from years before, for example, from 2005, going on to 2010, and then until when Rouhani took over, the situation of women's university admission and the situation of women's rights in education has deteriorated. Rouhani is a person who had very high responsibilities since this regime took power. He's a very, very strong believer of the Velayat-e Faqih. He strongly believes in the supreme leader. And he was actually the first one, when he was in his position right at the time when Khomeini took over, he imposed forced veiling on women in governmental institutions. We're talking about 1959, 1960s. And he has written this in his memoirs as, you know, one of his fond memoirs of what he has done for this regime. Over 60% of university students are women. However, they are forbidden to study in 77 different university fields because they are women. Recently, there have been new laws where members of the parliament have been imposing that, you know, women have to, why do they need to study, you know, law? Why do they need to become engineers? You know, women have one right, one responsibility, to take care of the husband, take care of the children. And so they're pushing women back into their homes.
There's also the case of MP Mino Khaleghi, who was elected to parliament in the elections in February, but has since been disqualified by the Guardian Council, the body charged with vetting candidates to parliament. And she's alleged to have shaken hands with an unrelated man during a trip abroad. Yeah. If this were to be true, would that be enough to kick her out of parliament despite being elected?
Oh, definitely. I mean, anything is expected from this regime. First of all, the presence of women as parliamentarians has been so low throughout the whole lifespan of this regime. The women who are elected as parliamentarians are women who are strongly faithful to this regime. Now, on the special case that you just mentioned, something as simple as that could disqualify her.
So how can the role of women improve in Iran under these circumstances?
For example, Federica Mogherini, the EU High Representative, and other EU representatives, when these officials go to Iran and the issue of human rights, particularly women's rights, is not the first issue on the table, well, things won't improve for women in Iran.
Elham Zanjani there on the situation for women in Iran.